Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley, designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, being brought to you by our friends at Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. We want to thank them very much for sponsoring the show, as they do each and every week. And, you know, as we get through this season, we're always doing some planning. Hopefully you're doing some planning of what do I need to do to upgrade. We're always looking to upgrade, upgrade our heating and cooling system, upgrade our business, upgrade our workload, things along those lines. And what I wanted to do today, because this time of year, there's a lot of things going on when it comes to incentives, tax credits, money that you can either get from the government, or we talked about this a few weeks ago with Focus on Energy, providing a lot of that. And I was talking to our friend Doug Schoenwalder here, who is president of New Covenant LED, and he's with us today, because the LED, up until I would say about 10 years ago, people, of course, knew about LED, but there wasn't a lot of tax credits that was being done with Focus on Energy. Right, Doug?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Because it was a new technology.
Yep.
And the price for LED was so high that it didn't make sense for business owners or homeowners to invest into the LED, even though it saved a lot of money. At that point, the government wasn't involved at all.
So when did that happen? Because you've been in the business for a little bit. When did that happen that Focus on Energy, which is an organization in Wisconsin that helps people who are looking at alternative ways to heat, cool their home, use lighting, all those kind of things, to get some help from the government. When did that start?
Approximately 5 years ago.
Okay.
The state of Wisconsin decided to partner up with Focus on Energy and to rebate products, not only in the lighting industry, but all different industries with insulation and windows, etc. Anything that would save money.
So when we go to the store sometime and we see a rebate, a little card you can mail in or fill out and all those kind of things, do it right directly at the, those are the rebate on a smaller scale that we're talking about.
Correct. That's a smaller scale. It's for the consumer themselves.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about New Covenant LED, because you don't do residential businesses. You do commercial businesses.
That's correct. We do commercial, industrial businesses, exterior lighting, as well as parking lot lighting.
And so you can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, when you're going to your local box store and you see some LED lighting that has a rebate offer of whatever it happens to be, a buck or $2 or $3, multiplying that by thousands when it comes to big businesses, the savings can be significant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And even more significant than that is some of the bigger retail establishments have started to carry what they call a commercial type fixture. The problem with those commercial type fixtures is they're not DLC listed, which means right now they do not qualify for rebates because they're not that good of a quality fixture. Of course, the fixtures we carry are DLC premium products, which give off more lumens of light for less wattage and therefore are acceptable to Focus on Energy for rebating.
This leads into an interesting topic of discussion, because you're not the only business that has walked in here and says, you know what, we have a special product that we can offer to businesses or consumers. And years down the line, months down the line, usually years, a box store gets a similar looking version to this, and then the consumer goes, ah, I can get the same thing, and I can go to the box store and get it, so why would I have to pay you to install that and put it in when I can do it myself and save money?
Well, that's exactly right, and these big box stores will have the same looking fixture, the same brand name, but it's a lower, I don't know, quality product mm-hmm. is what we would say that doesn't qualify.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So buyer beware is kind of there.
Right.
So let's talk about what Focus on Energy is offering for exterior and building lighting.
Yeah, they just recently in 2017 have updated the Focus on Energy incentive rebating program. And with the new program, the exterior lightings, the wall packs, which is what we call a fixture on the exterior of a building, and the parking lot lighting fixtures are now incentivized with bigger rebates than they were last year.
Okay. Now, since we've got time on the show, maybe you can explain it a little bit, because it's kind of hard to explain how much they're going to save because each project is different.
Absolutely. Each project is different. Each light fixture is different. Each business is different, because there's even two separate Focus on Energy programs, one for large business and one for small business.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
So we have to classify that particular business into one of those two categories, and incentives in each of those categories is different.
So let's go through the process. You, if you own a business, you would call Doug, and you would do your usual free energy audit, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And what does that entail?
That entails us walking through the facility, normally 15 to 20 minutes, depending on the size of the facility, of course. We just count the light fixtures and what those light fixtures are currently using for wattage. And then we go back to our office. We compile the data. We show you how much you can save, installation costs, et cetera, overall cost analysis on the entire project.
And so when you do that, then you're going to obviously present that to the business, mm-hmm. and you'll show what they would get as far as Focus on Energy incentives.
Exactly.
Okay.
We show them the cost of the products that we would install, the cost of our labor to install the products, then the Focus on Energy rebating that the customer would receive, and then their overall net project out of pocket cost.
Okay.
And that proposal is very detailed. So it shows them the percentage of energy saved. It shows them the return on investment, how long that would take them. And that's normally between a year and a half to 3 years on a lighting purchase. And it shows them even the cost of waiting. It shows them the kilowatt hours that they would save based on their electricity usage.
Give me an idea. Give me an average business, if you were to walk through based on I know everybody's different, but what's an average business as far as lighting and what you would be doing there?
Sure. As far as cost?
Yeah.
Okay. Our average client has some office space and a warehouse space out back and some lighting on the perimeter of the building on the exterior. Typically, we're talking about a $10,000 spend on the business owner's part, but what that also means is they can expect normally around a $3,000 rebate from Focus on Energy.
Wow.
Yes.
So you're talking $7,000 right off the top.
Yes.
Saving.
Or $3,000.
$3,000, yeah.
Yes.
And then what we also have to factor in is, because it's LED lighting, how much they're going to be saving. And what does that look like?
Well, normally that's anywhere between 50 and 70%, depending on the current fixtures they have and if they're extremely outdated and energy wasters.
Wow. I mean, think about that. If you own a business and how much you're using your lighting and what's going on and what your lights look like now, how much you can be saving. New Covenant LED, we're talking with Doug Schoenwalder, who is the president of New Covenant LED. And the paperwork, we want to bring that up, because usually when it comes to Focus on Energy, there's paperwork that has to be filed, but...
Mm-hmm. But we take care of all of that in-house. We have our expert, we call him. He's the guy with the pocket protector and the horn-rimmed glasses.
Got to have one, yeah.
And he's the guy who sends all the serial numbers and wattages to Focus on Energy so the business owner doesn't even have to touch it.
So you do most of the legwork here as far as you inspect everything. You do up a proposal. You show them what they're going to save in incentives. You show them what they're going to save as far as lighting for the next years to come. And that's all they have to do is look at all these calculations, and then if they say yes, you do all the other legwork.
Exactly. Wow. Including the install, we're a turnkey operation.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is we have a distributorship for selling you the lighting at the best possible price. We even sell to local electrical contractors. That's how good our pricing is. We'll do the focus on energy rebating for you. We'll do the install for you, and we'll even recycle the old fixtures for you.
One thing I wanted to bring up, just because with focus on energy and an incentive program, sometimes, in some cases, there's a boatload of money, but there's a certain amount of money, and when that's gone, it's gone. Is that the case here with LED?
That is not the case for Wisconsin.
All right.
They did run out of money, so-called, last year in October.
Okay.
But normally it just takes an act of the Wisconsin State Congress to allow more money into that fund.
Oh, cool. Well, last week, matter of fact, we had Bill Lurie out here from Renewable Energies LLC that talked about his outdoor wood-burning furnaces and how it was a stove exchange program. But when the money ran out, it ran out. It ran out by the end of the week.
Oh, my.
When he was on. So that's how quickly sometimes that stuff can happen. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
Right.
So it'll be ongoing.
Yes, it is.
They don't have to, worry about that. All right. Doug Schoenwalder here with us, president of New Covenant LED. Let's throw out the phone number here. It is 920-655-2468. That's 920-655-2468. Take advantage of this focus on energy incentive offer, and also what you're going to be saving 50 to 70% on lighting for your business. And as always, he does the free energy audit. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. Back with you on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, being brought to us by our friends over at Evergreen Credit Union. And, well, we were talking about the incentives here with Doug Schoenwalder, who is with New Covenant LED, and what is capable. Every job is different, how much you're going to save, but certainly you're going to save something with the Focus on Energy program, then you're going to save on lighting for years to come. And Doug goes out and he does these free energy audits to give you an idea of how much. So it's absolutely free, no obligation. Find out what it's all about. And usually the feedback comes back a lot of times, not so much from the owner, but from a lot of the people who work out there on the floor on a day-to-day basis, who realize how crappy the lighting really is, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We walk into places and the people that are the most excited are the people when they ask us what we were doing and they find out we're here for potential lighting upgrades. They're the most excited.
Yes.
So they're our best salespeople.
Yeah, we needed them. Where have you been? Yeah. And, you know, that it can happen anywhere. It can even happen when Doug's getting his hair cut. You told me about this. I love this story.
Yeah, so I go in to get a haircut, and I don't have much hair to cut anymore. But I go in to get my, going to get my hair cut, and one of the hairstylists says, yeah, I heard your commercial on the radio on the way in.
Okay.
So that prompted a conversation, And we're going to be doing the retrofitting of that hair salon here in the next week.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Awesome to hear because, and it, you know, you take that for, you know, a hairstylist, you're going to see what they're cutting here. You know, it's good. What are some of the, you know, examples of the businesses that you don't have to mention them by name unless you want to, but businesses that you work with and what you go through with them as far as the process is concerned?
Absolutely. Some of the larger people, larger businesses that we conduct work for, it's a lengthy process. We'll come in, do the audit, and then we'll go back and present them our packet of information and propose our upgrade to them. And then normally there's 2-3 people that need to look at it,
mm-hmm.
The CEO, president, maybe a board of directors, et cetera, to approve this capital expenditure. So it can take anywhere from, you know, 1 month to a year process to make this happen.
I'd imagine the decision process for this has got to be a somewhat of a difficult one from a business standpoint because you know you're going to have to upgrade eventually. I mean, if there's an issue that you're even thinking about it, it's just a matter of time. It's kind of like having a car that starts breaking down. You know, the thought starts coming in your head. It's getting near time.
Absolutely.
Right?
A lot of times we'll have the manager for this particular business call and say, well, we've had to call electricians in on a monthly basis to fix numerous lights. It's time to replace them. Or another scenario is most businesses will go through a manufacturing facility every 3 years and replace their lamps just as a maintenance item. And they'll be coming up on the 3 years. So rather than spending the money on the fluorescent, you know, good money after bad, let's look at upgrading to LED, and we don't have to do anything for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Doug Schoenwalder with us, president of New Covenant LED. You know, when you go through that process of talking to people, I would imagine that they're a little skeptical at first until you show them the numbers as to how much they can save.
We've had customers that we've done work for, and they've had multiple satellite businesses. And they love the light, they know it's going to save money, but they're not 100% confident in our numbers. So once they see the energy savings, it's black and white.
Yeah.
They understand that, yes, it is indeed as good as they say it is. So inevitably, we're going to their satellites and mm-hmm. looking at replacing lighting in their facilities as well.
Do you have anything in the form of a payment plan or anything like that? Because a lot of times it's not worked into the budget a lot of times when it comes to lighting.
Sure. There's a couple different scenarios. One would be we receive a down payment, we order the lights, and by the time we can get to install, you know, a month has gone by. So with the down payment and then 30 days, and then by the time we're all said and done and we expect that last payment, we could be out 90 to 120 days. So that the natural process is going to take us 120 days anyway. So
mm-hmm.
it kind of lends itself to monthly payments there as well. We also have some larger customers when we're getting to really big facilities that with the interest rates right now on commercial notes, they would like to get it done right now. So they'll go to the bank, they'll get a commercial note at a small interest, and the energy savings on the utility bill will actually pay for that monthly payment.
There's an idea. Now, so you've had companies that do that?
Absolutely.
Wow. That's the other thing I want to bring up, and we have a lot of people who sit in that chair and talk about what they do. Lighting is all you do. And a lot of people out there who talk about we can put in your LED lighting do a lot of other things. What's the advantage there, Doug?
Well, the advantage is we're experts. So I can sit in front of a board and be confident in my answers and in my knowledge and answer any question that might come up. We're 100% into the lighting, and we don't stray from that.
And your electricians, is everybody electrician who kind of does the installing?
Yeah, everybody on our staff is a licensed electrician.
Okay.
So some people say, well, that's not a big deal, but I guess if you don't know what you're looking at, it can hurt you in the electrical field. So
yeah.
If there is an issue, one, we can identify it, and number two, we can fix it.
How much of an overhaul needs to be done? Like, I'm looking at these ugly fluorescent lights in our studio here. How much of an overhaul does have to take place to get those out and something else in?
Well, there's two different ways we approach offices. One is we can come in and just relamp with LED tubes, taking the fluorescent tubes out. And the other way is if you wanted to improve the aesthetic look in your office, we can put a brand new flat panel LED fixture in. That process is a little bit more lengthy because we take the old fixture out, rewire the new fixture in.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, you're talking 15 to 20 minutes per fixture, so it's not a terribly long process.
You know what I've noticed too? Well, one, since we've been working together, but also just being more observant out there and seeing more LED, it's so noticeable now.
Absolutely.
Even when you're talking about car lighting and that use LED, but I was at the Appleton Downtown Y the other day, and they had some LED lighting, and it just struck me.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so becoming, which normally I wouldn't even have noticed it.
Well, especially in car lots when they're using these high intensity discharge fixtures that are old dinosaurs using a lot of electricity, and of course they're on all night, and there's a lot of light fixtures there. That's where businesses can really see a lot of savings, especially if they're a small business. If they're a car lot that's got maybe 50 cars or less, the incentive in a small business application is $220 per fixture.
Mm.
So that brings the price on a project down very quickly when we go and do, let's say, a used car lot.
Mm-hmm. New Covenant LED, Doug Schoenwalder with us. Let's go back through before we close out for the day about what's the Focus on Energy program is all about again.
Mm-hmm. So the Focus on Energy program is run by the state of Wisconsin, and it's administered by Focus on Energy. And what they do is they just give us incentives every year for replacing every type of fixture out there with an LED equivalent.
And their mission is to go green, live green, save green. That's kind of what their mission is. Our mission
right.
is here. So that's where they get the money from the government to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And not only can you save money, but we have a lot of companies that just want to go green. And that's an incentive on their part, is they feel the need to go green. And going LED is just another facet of that.
And I want to reiterate again that if you call on Doug and New Covenant, they will come and they will do a free energy audit.
That's correct.
No charge.
No charge at all.
You're just kind of a look-see of this is all about. And do you always bring, or do you sometimes bring your mobile lighting van?
Yeah, sometimes, depending on the size of the job or if the customer requests it. We have a mobile showroom that we pull behind a truck, and you can actually walk inside, see all the fixtures that we have to offer, and we light them up. And it's a really nice process for the customer, because it's not just a piece of paper that's shoved in front of them, but they can actually see the light fixture.
And we touched on this the last time you were on the show, but I want to talk about it again, is the different styles of LED. It's not the way it used to be. Colors, all different kinds of things.
Yeah, that's correct. There's 3, 4, and 5K, which means the light is a different spectrum. So it goes from a yellow to a bright white light. Customers now have multiple choices and multiple styles of fixtures to look at now.
Wonderful. So take advantage of the Focus on Energy program, then save 50 to 70% on your lighting bill for your company. And, you know, when I think about go up and down 41, you see all these buildings, all these businesses where lighting is on 24/7. It's just always, always on. Mm-hmm. And how much you can save with you guys is just incredible.
Yeah, call New Covenant LED, and we can set up your free energy audit and maybe save you a lot of money.
Beautiful. 920-655-2468. That's 920-655-2468. Doug, always good seeing you. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.